for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight. Matthew is, Matthew's been on the show quite a few times. Last time he was here, we were talking about Scooby-Doo, although it was quite some time off. Quite some time ago, I should say.
I said you were here like 4 months ago, but it turns out you're like 9 months ago. Whoop, hit. Push the red button in there, your mic. There you go. Yes.
Warm
up. Yeah.
What am I, new? There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Scooby.
But I've been on the show, I think, like 10 times now. It feels like.
Every time I come back,
he was like 12 when he started.
The same seat. Oh,
there you go.
Scooby-Doo was number one at the box office last weekend. I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I don't know what I thought was number one.
Had like a record-breaking
opening. The biggest release in June's history.
Now, who is going? Because Scooby-Doo is on what? Cartoon Network?
7 times a day.
What do you mean, who's going? What kind of audience?
What kind of maniac? No, what I'm saying is Scooby-Doo is like from the 60s, right?
Yeah,
69.
My kids are aware of it, though.
And it was on for a year or two, and then it stopped, and then they kept running it, and they kept bringing it back, and then they have a whole new... So that's the whole thing about cartoons. You just get that, it's like a heroin. You just get a whole new generation coming up, or cigarettes or something. You get a whole new generation coming up each year.
And now there's a movie.
Yeah, so the people who are going to the movie probably aren't the people who are watching it in the 60s.
No, that's the thing. It was
Yeah,
it was the kids today.
And their parents.
And now, like, you know, teenagers are going because of Freddie and Sarah. And everyone, the whole world is going to see Scooby-Doo.
Have you taken your kids?
No.
Do they want to go?
Oh, yes.
They're going nuts?
How old are your kids?
In fact, you got to sign 9.
Oh, forget
sweet
it.
Spot. You got to sign some stuff.
That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know, thinking as I was driving in, thinking about Matthew, as I often do on the 10 freeway, usually as I approach the Robertson exit, and I thought, you know, he does a dead-on Shaggy, and he probably may not get critical acclaim for his dead-on Shaggy, but it's pretty damn good. I mean,
maybe he did the walk for us, too.
Did he? Oh, he did the walk?
Oh, yeah, he did the whole thing.
He did the walk. Well, here's all I'm saying. Why is somebody else, why is a Val Kilmer a genius for doing Jim Morrison?
Right.
And Matthew Lillard,
Thank you.
A genius for doing Shaggy.
For your Academy consideration, Matt Lillard and Shaggy.
I'm telling it would be way more difficult for me to do somebody, to copy a cartoon and do it than just do like an acting role.
Yes.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay, see,
and make it believable.
This is going to help because there's so much credit. I believe sometimes false credit given to actors who are just sort of who they are.
Pretty.
I mean, De Niro, great actor, but I think De Niro is kind of De Niro, and he's a great De Niro, and I love Raging Bull, and I love Goodfellas, I love all that stuff, but. To me, the essence of acting is like being something you're not and doing something you're not.
Think about it this way.
I'm so scared. Oh!
But think of what a stretch it would be for him to do Shaggy.
That's right. De Niro.
I couldn't do it.
De Niro cannot pull
off. I'll call him out right now.
De Niro,
I'll take you on anytime you want, one-on-one.
That's right.
Shaggy to Shaggy.
De Niro.
Bullwinkle, though.
De Niro could not. Who did he do in Bullwinkle?
He played
Shaggy. The bad guy.
They did Boris?
Mr. Big.
Yeah, nobody went to see that, though.
Yeah, we don't care about that. All right, Anderson, shut up. Stop cramping on all my good points. My point is this. Matthew Lillard could be Jake LaMotta. But De Niro...
Could not be Shaggy.
Could not be Shaggy.
No, thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
See, you know, one of the reviews said, for your Academy consideration, Lillard deserves nomination. And I'm not saying that he's right, but I kind of like the vibe.
He makes a very compelling
It's very
point.
Nice. Yes. It's very nice. You know, the hardest thing about the whole thing wasn't the walk or the talk. It was working with Scooby.
Oh,
there's nothing there.
Oh.
And what did they use? Did they use like a stuffed animal or a dead whore or something?
You know what they used? They used, what's the PC term for a little man? It's not a midget's dwarf. Bad. Dwarf. Okay, dwarf.
Yeah, but a dwarf and a midget are different, Drew.
Right. They probably use dwarfs.
Yeah, but what's the PC thing? Little person?
What's the person with the big head?
What is it? A dwarf.
Okay.
Challenged?
Yes. So they used the dwarf.
A guy named Chris Kershanks, nicest guy in the world. He threw on a dog suit. We did this for 6 months in Australia.
Right.
It's really not nice.
You were doing this in Australia?
Yeah, we were down for 6 months. And he would throw on a Scooby-Doo complete dog suit. And this is for big crowd scenes, so that the crowd got an idea of where Scooby-Doo was.
Right.
And he would walk along as Scooby-Doo. It was really hard to look at him. And then he had, like, this little wagon to represent his body to see how long he is. So all these extras would be like, wow, look at Scooby, the little dwarf in the Scooby outfit.
And what about when he had to do the love scenes with Scooby? Or did you? Or he never had sex with his dog in this movie?
Different movie.
Oh.
That was Scooby Don't.
All right, so $54 million in the opening weekend. And now, this is it. You know, it's going to be really pathetic when they're doing a Scooby-Doo 14.
And I'll be 48.
You're like in your 60s and you've had a lung removed. And you're like, thanks.
No.
Come here, dog.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's embarrassing.
But now they definitely got to do a sequel now, right?
Sequels in the works.
Oh, good times.
Of course. What else does Hollywood do?
Why Australia?
More bang for the buck.
Not
really?
50 cents on the dollar. Not Canada?
Well, it's even better than Canada. That's how good it is.
Wow.
And the crews are great, and it was fantastic. And in fact, anyone listening, if you're wondering where to go in the world, go to Australia. It does not suck down there.
Mm. Yeah, here it's great.
That's great.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question about the female orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard different people, and I actually heard on a different show about actual liquid where people have thought that they, like, wet the bed or something.
Right. Well, they actually can wet the bed, too, but that's a different thing. That's called female orgasmic incontinence, but there's also female ejaculation.
Because the lady that I heard said that you get the sensation like you have to pee, but she said that it's because you don't relax enough or something like that, because I've never had that.
Not very few women have this talent, and those that do, and
Most don't.
And most of them that do this don't do it all the time.
Do you do this?
No, I
wish.
That's what I was asking.
Have you ever had an orgasm, period?
Oh, yeah. It took me a while. I was having sex for probably like 4 years before I actually did. Then once I did, I had to make sure I knew how to do it myself.
The women that we talk to that have this, the what do we call it? The excretion, the
female.
The jet stream.
Aren't necessarily having more intense orgasm.
Okay.
And when they're doing that as opposed to not doing that, sometimes it's not because it's more intense.
Okay.
Yeah. It's sloppier.
I was just making sure I wasn't missing out on anything, you know?
No.
It's usually it's a curse for most of these women. They're usually embarrassed by it.
They're ashamed of it and stuff. It's funny.
Well, because for the guy, especially if he's performing oral, it's like being at a Gallagher concert. You know what I mean?
I've heard that it's like you're in the front row. Like a victory or something.
It is. The guys like producing something, but then guys get old with stuff.
They do for the first weekend, but year number eight of the marriage, getting
squirted.
You're on Splash Mountain.
Too much secretion.
Yeah, I could see that.
Slip and slide.
I could see that being a serious issue eventually.
Health hazard.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For the guys, for the girls, for the sheet, for the mess up. I mean, think about this. Here's an interesting question, James. What if you could have nothing come out of your penis, but essentially have the same sensation?
We've talked to guys that do that.
You can do that.
They figure out how to do that.
Cross your legs.
What if you could make a little... What do you know?
Hey, cross your legs.
What are you talking about?
Tighten it up.
Oh, please.
Really?
Come on. Yeah. You can do that.
No, that's not a good thing. Yeah. That seeps out anyway.
Well, hold on.
Well, at some point. But
you cross your legs. Oh, you tuck your balls?
No, you just lock down. Lock down.
But I'm crossing my legs now. Are my balls between my legs?
There's nothing coming out of your balls. It comes out of behind your prostate.
That's no, really mine come out of the balls. Really?
He's specially wired.
Stuff is slowly coming up the tube.
All right. The point is would you make that deal?
No.
If you could have a smokeless cigarette for a penis. You wouldn't?
I know. I like seeing the remnants of my victory.
the products of your labor.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to have a little switch for, like, when you're driving or camping or jogging or doing this gardening. There's many activities where you just don't have time to mop up.
Sixth grade, seventh grade, grade. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying I would save probably 1,500 in paper towels a year,
yeah,
say annually, easily.
Oh, my God, just your laundry detergent.
Well, listen, I've already topped off three landfills for just what I use to mop up. Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, how you guys doing?
Half a rainforest I've cut
you
down.
You need a chamois.
Yeah. On the man show, we invented something called the belly zamboni, but it didn't really work out. What's up there, Jennifer?
I have a question about birth controls for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, a woman called and claimed that she got pregnant on birth control, and you asked her if she took it at the same time every day.
Right.
And I don't take mine at the same time every day, and I was wondering if I'm going to get pregnant that way.
Well, that's one of the ways that it potentially could be less effective, the pill.
Okay.
So if you want to be one of those 0.1% that get pregnant, well, you're messing with that.
Okay, so I should definitely take it every time at the same time every day.
Yep.
Okay, and I have another question, too.
But it's really not much of an issue.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's better than, like, not taking it.
Well, it was studied on, on a real specific structure, and that's...
But are they talking within a half hour,
no,
15
no,
minutes,
no,
an
no,
hour?
No, time of day, afternoon, morning.
Oh, really? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
All right. You should be able to handle that.
Yeah, because sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's at night.
Yeah, no, you're messing with it a little bit.
Okay.
What's your other question?
I've been really depressed lately, and I was wondering if depression is a side effect of taking birth control.
Oh, sure. Especially, in generally, in my experience, the progestational pills. Are you on, like, Lovrol or something like that?
I'm on Ovcon 35.
Yeah. So what's in there? Can you read the label?
I don't have it with me.
Okay. But it's ones that have very strong progesterones that my experience have tended to render people more often depressed.
Should I talk to my gynecologist?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You can adjust that thing all up.
Yeah, there's all kinds of doses, yeah.
Okay.
All right, good times there, baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Boy, I'd be a horrible, horrible woman. Imagine that. Having to adjust your chemical balance all the time. Having stuff change at the end of the month. And periods, pads. You know, I would have... If I was a chick, I probably would have borrowed 7,500 tampons, like, before I got out of high school. Just borrowed. I would have had... If I was a chick, my goofball friends would have never had a tampon.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, think about it. Think about...
Those guys on a period. Imagine that.
Well, think about my friends who never had, like, a dollar in their wallet, who never had their wallet... Who used to carry their ID around loose and stuff like that? Never had any change for the meter.
Goes, hey, give me that. That's
no, I would never have a tampon.
Well, they always have that in the bathroom. Just go in and pop a quarter in.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't have the quarter.
I would be screwed.
I'm thinking about this. I didn't have lunch money. I never had my pass or anything.
The one your sister took off. She had the.
She had to go find tampons. How dare you, Drew, make fun of my tragic family? Where were we? You wanted to talk to Lawrence, didn't you?
I know, this is sort of an urgent thing, though.
Oh, all right, well, they can hold off. Lawrence?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I started work about 3 days ago, and, like, today it started around lunch. Like, every time I breathed in, like, my chest would start hurting, and it doesn't feel like a pulled muscle. Someone told me it might be a pulled muscle. It feels like it's my lung or something.
Well, is it like somebody stabbing you every time you take a deep breath?
Kind of, but not that bad.
Well, it's usually muscular, and if you just started working, lifting things, that would be the most common thing. However, you can certainly get infections that cause what are called pleural reactions and get effusions. You can get pulmonary emboli. There's a lot of things that can go on down there.
What are you doing for a living?
I do construction.
Good times.
Yeah.
You're framing for a living?
I just started, like, 3 days ago.
It's over.
Apprentice carpenter certificate from Job Corps, and I haven't really been working since I got out. I've been out of Job Corps for like 7-8 months.
Job Corps is basically prison for people that are too young for prison.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, rad.
It's cool if you can deal with all the problems, though. I got through it.
All right.
But I still got everything.
So they taught you how to be an apprentice carpenter?
Yeah.
Let me give you a little quiz.
Okay.
See how your skills are.
I just got started again, remember.
Turn that radio down.
It's kind of rusty.
Is there a radio up in the background?
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
All right.
Okay. What size is the blade on a skill hypoid saw? Don't know.
I would not know.
Okay. Difference between, let's say, a combination blade and a carbide blade? Okay.
What's
nails. What is a, how long is a 16-penny nail?
16-penny nail, I'm not sure.
When I say vinyl-coated sinker, what do I mean when I'm talking about nails?
I should know that one, but I don't.
All right, and what's bigger? This can be a tricky one. 8-penny nail or 16-penny nail?
16.
All right, now you're good. And the studs, what's the layout? They're spread out how often?
They're spread out how every... on every 16?
16?
On four?
On what? 16 on what?
On center.
On center. There you go. And let's just say I was putting in a window in a one-story house.
Boring.
And I had a 3-foot opening. What size header stock would I go with?
Big.
I don't know.
Four by four.
How do you know?
I heard him say this stuff so many times. I know it now.
All right. All right, Lawrence. We got a long way to go,
especially
buddy.
Especially the 16 on center.
He's just an apprentice.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not the master carpenter yet.
He went to school, for Christ's sake. What was he learning over there?
He's just an apprentice. He's Harry Potter.
I've been out of there for like 8 months. And
yeah, but you're 18 years old. Hey, can you really play that? I've been out of school so long, I can't remember what I learned.
It's not school. It's Job Corps. You got kicked out of Job Corps.
It's basically Job Corps' prison with a shovel.
Well, while I was in there, I kind of slacked off, too. So.
Shocking. Yeah. All right, let's start focusing now, all right, buddy?
I need to.
I'd like you to call back the show in about an hour, and I'm going to hit you with another, make it a year, and I'll hit you with another quiz, okay?
Okay.
See how you progress.
What did you mean about the vinyl coated sinker?
Oh, the nails that that's used for framing,
yeah.
They're green, they're vinyl coated, they call them sinkers. They slide in real easy. You hit them, pow, you hit them once, they slide right in. Can't use them for the shear wall and stuff like that because they slide out too easily.
Do you fire them?
Yeah, the gun nails are vinyl coated sometimes, and then sometimes they're not, depending on what the plans call for. Liz?
Matthew Lillard is like
Matthew Lillard. Scooby-Doo, everybody.
Shaggy.
$54 billion.
Huge.
Liz, you're 16. What's up?
Hi. I recently got punched by my boyfriend, and I just now am able to open my eye. But about every 5 seconds, I get this really bright light that flashes by, and that's only in the morning. And then throughout the day, it comes every 5 minutes.
How long did this happen?
He decked me in the face because he was pissed off at me.
On the fifth?
No, in the face. But quiz, Liz. Did he throw a short overhand right, or did he turn and throw a short left hook?
I have no idea. I think it was a right.
Well, which eye of yours is swollen? I'll do the math.
The left.
The left? I'd say that's a right.
Yeah.
I'd say he's a right-handed guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're not even going to be able to get into the details about what you need to do about the abuse. I hope you called the police. I hope you filed a report.
No, I haven't yet.
And if you didn't, you shouldn't need to do it while the injury is still apparent.
Well, take a picture.
Well, there's more coming here.
Wait a second.
Wait. And no, she's not, because she's going to the emergency room tonight.
Oh, she is?
Because the symptoms you're having suggest your retina might be detached, and that is an emergency. You could lose your vision in that eye.
You could?
Yeah, you got to go now.
Okay.
And or the vitreous could be pulling on the retina. A lot of things could be. This is a very serious injury, potentially.
Will they take a picture?
And they will take pictures, and
they will
also
call the police for you.
Yes, they will do a forensic. You must go, and you must report this. And why you're involved with this kind of person, I don't even want to get into. Just get going. Go.
Wait a minute. I'm not done here.
He's a despicable asshole.
He is a despicable asshole. Did he hit you with a closed fist?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he knocked me unconscious for about 15 to 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And has he done this before?
He's whacked me a couple times, but never given me a black eye or punched me.
You need to focus and get out. You need to
You need treatment. This is, you know.
It's deeper than that.
This is somebody hanging around with a guy until he nearly kills her.
How old is this guy?
He's 19.
How old are you?
16.
Did your dad smack you around?
My stepfather did for 6 years.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. See, now you got a guy. Now you got a guy who will pick
just
up where he
like
left
him.
Off.
Keeps it going.
How's your stepdad doing? Is he dead?
No, he's still with my mom. That's so he's with her around now, but...
The you know, I know this always sounds nutty, but this sort of temerity of beating kids that aren't your own, I always find that, like, extra shocking. Like, whacking on kids is bad enough, but all right, if it sprang from your loin, do what you got to do. But you're whacking on someone else. I found that that's not only is it despicable because you're smacking a kid, but it's rude.
It's not even your kid.
You're, like, way out of line.
Yeah, not good.
Jesus Christ, and this guy's a piece of work. So, Liz, will you please, please, please break up with this guy?
Well, it's hard because he scares me.
All right, well, yeah, that's why you got to go to the hospital.
You're going to the emergency room now, okay? Right now.
All right. Thanks.
All right, you got a big shiner?
Yeah.
And this happened yesterday?
No, it happened 2 weeks ago.
And you're just now opening your eye?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, serious. Right. Did you put some ice on it?
Yeah, I iced it for the first 3 days after it happened.
And didn't people ask you what happened?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said that my horse kicked me.
That's good. You're awfully giddy for a woman who's been beaten.
Might be losing the vision in her eye.
Hold on, you'll be fine. But you gotta go to the hospital. Okay. You got a horse?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm sort of strangely envious of Liz's life.
Does it?
Quite a dichotomy.
Yeah, by the way, you take care of a horse and you get beaten.
Well, she could be like a shepherd.
Battered
though.
Girlfriend and equestrian expert. Jesus, Liz. Are your parents?
What are the chances she goes?
Your parents have money?
No, I paid for my horse myself.
How did you do that?
Where do you get horse money at 16? I didn't have money for fruit roll-up when I was 16.
Let alone tampons.
Tampons, yeah.
Well, that's what I was using. That's what I mean. Oh, sorry. All right, Liz, yeah, where do you get horse money at 16?
When I used to live in Wyoming, so I now live in California, though. I got a job when I was 13.
All right. You don't realize that Wyoming... horse country. Everybody has horses. So right? Like, right?
Horse.
Nobody
like
without a horse.
Bicycle.
Horse like $28 or something.
Am I right, Liz?
No.
What?
Yeah, everyone has horses, but it's not like $28.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be weird not to have a horse. You live in Wyoming.
Yeah, but how much did you get paid in Wyoming?
Like $5.50 an hour.
And you saved enough to get a horse? I think you still.
No, I've saved my whole life.
Then she rode it out to Oakland.
So you're saying like even people that live in apartments have horses? Just put them right up there.
It's really seriously wildly horse country.
What are the chances she goes to the emergency room? She doesn't go.
I think
2 weeks and doesn't go.
Yeah, but she knows now something's up. She's seeing these incredibly intense white lights. That's bad.
Really?
That's bad.
That's just a look.
You think she's still listening? Go to the emergency room.
That's the retina pulling away.
Liz should call back. I've had this many times.
You've had the white light 2 weeks later flashing through your eye vision? No,
maybe not two weeks. Not 2 weeks.
When was the last time you got
whacked
in the face?
You get whacked in that. It's been a couple of years.
What's
not
that
long.
When was the last time you got hit?
You
haven't gotten a fight since sixth grade.
It's probably true.
Adam, on the other hand. I say over under 3 months ago.
No. But I used to spar with, I used to teach boxing. I used to spar with my students, and I'd let them, they'd beat me up a little bit. You know what I mean? They'd get lucky. They'd hit you sometimes.
You were a teacher of boxing?
Yes. It's a long story. I'll show you during the
break.
You're
a great pugilist.
Thank you. Matthew Lillard, our guest tonight from Scooby-Doo, $54 billion over the weekend. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Oh, jeez, my nose is just going.
Yeah, I hear it. You were okay 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I got to kill myself. Matthew Lillard is our guest, Scooby-Doo, out nationwide. it's like I'm wearing a scuba mask now. It's novelty nose. I got Drew, do something about this, would you?
Give him some sort of injection.
Yeah, you know, I talk to people. They're like, geez, you've been sick for a few days now. Drew giving you anything? I go, no, he hasn't.
I got something. Can we get something right now?
Yeah, we'll get something.
You will not go to sleep.
I'll go to sleep.
All right.
It's not going to be my
system. You give him like a Benny?
It lasts about 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
Well, just give me a or something. Give me some brandy or something.
He's good enough to go. You're challenging.
Okay, go get me whatever, but don't give me that. You're not going to go
what are
sleep.
You packing?
Crap.
You're packing drugs?
No, he's going. He's going over to the bathroom. He's going to pull a dingleberry out of his underpants, put it in some foil, and bring it over
here. He's going right now.
Oh, he doesn't care.
This isn't good radio. Drew
doesn't know what
good radio.
He doesn't know from good radio.
Drew, you need a new partner. Now, here's what I was thinking.
Shaggy.
You and I, a little something-something cross country.
Yeah, we get a bus.
And just cruise, and...
We hit the road.
Yes.
Matinees on the road. We make a deal with a chain like Hooters, and we hit one in each town.
Isn't that the man show? Don't
yeah,
you already have that?
We already did that show. But this is the radio version of that.
Curses.
We're just drinking pitchers and eating hot wings.
You know, I just had a baby.
You did?
On Thursday, my wife had a baby.
Really?
The chances of me really hitting the road with you now, really slim.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I do not look like I have a baby, do I?
No, you don't.
Addison Grace Lillard.
It's a girl, right?
Gorgeous.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than one of those dudes with the chick names. That's beautiful. That's great. Are you up? Are you up all night?
Oh, yeah. All night. I had this blessed life. I was pretty sure I was going to be the guy that got away with the baby that slept.
Right.
That's malarkey. There you go.
True.
That's what made me think of it.
Matthew just had a baby.
I just had a baby on Thursday.
Wow. Congrats.
Not me, really. What is that?
Take one of those two.
His wife.
There's a
wife just had a beautiful, beautiful daughter.
You have no idea what's in there.
No, I don't care.
Oh, boy.
He's a doctor. All right, you ready to rock here?
Uppers.
Congratulations,
where's the baby now?
She's at home with my beautiful wife.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yeah. We delivered at Cedars. Dr. Bobby Katz, big shout out.
Your life's going to change.
It already has.
Doctor with the last name of Katz?
Yeah.
Shock. Imagine that. All right.
Sucker. At Cedars.
Yeah, at Cedars.
Weird.
Billy?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Jeez, I'm surprised the terrorists haven't blown that Cedars up yet. Let's say that'd be about the prime LA target over there. Yeah. Stay out of that Cedar Strip. Billy?
Yeah, first thing I thought
ahead.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
The show was awesome, man. That movie was great. It was funny.
Thanks, bro. Was that Baltimore? Where are you, Maryland?
Yeah.
Down by the ocean.
He's in Wyoming.
Sure.
Yeah, I go to the ocean every summer. It's awesome.
There you go. Ambulance.
Yeah. Oh, problem. All right. Every time me and my girlfriend, we have sex and everything, and it's fine. I perform well. But whenever the willy gets wet.
That's good to hear that.
We're not surprised, bro.
Nice.
Whenever the willy gets wet, it kind of sobs, and it's like, it doesn't get hard anymore.
It cries?
It goes away. Whenever I get a blowjob.
Just during blowjobs.
How dare you?
Wow. So you lose the erection during the blowjob.
Yes.
Interesting.
She can jack me off. She can do whatever else, but it's just during the blowjob.
Does it make you anxious? You nervous with that?
I think it's a little bit of nervousness, yeah. But still.
Do you feel kind of vulnerable with somebody doing that to you?
Maybe a little.
Yeah. Sometimes people are afraid of aggression. And that sort of reminds, you know, and the oral, you know, the mouth is an aggressive, can be aggressive expression.
I don't know.
I think it's just the pressure of her being there that does this for him.
Yeah, but why would that even be an issue? Why just close his eyes and forget
it? I don't know, because you know, it was the first time and now he's made it an issue.
There could always be.
All right, hey, Billy?
Yeah.
That's just the way you're laid out. And by the way, I hope you know this means we could never hang out. Never.
Oh, man.
I'd stab you with a pen if I saw you. All right, but you know what? I bet you'll get over it.
That happens to those porn guys.
Yeah, but he can get a hand. I don't think I could do a hand job
not
at
anymore.
This stage of life.
No.
No. I don't think I could do
one. You couldn't give a guy one? Know what you mean?
No, I could give a guy one.
Oh, I see.
What are you saying?
You said you couldn't do one anymore.
No, I'm saying he couldn't do me.
I see.
I mean, she.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Could not do me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No, but I could do with a BJ. That's fine. Steven?
Yeah?
Matthew, can we put you down for a BJ?
I'm in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whoa.
I'm the BJ.
Steven, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matthew's wife just gave birth, so
yeah, I know. I've heard about that.
A steady diet of BJs over the last 4 months.
I bet.
No, he says no.
No.
No, we had sex right up until.
Really?
Yeah. I could read that in his eyes.
Yeah, we had sex right up until. No worries.
See the semen in it? In his eyes?
I just see. He was thinking.
Really? Right up till.
Right up. Well, yeah, pretty much.
That's cool. Yeah, usually people.
See what he's thinking.
Yeah, usually people take the whole last stretch of the baby thing to the BJ. Everyone's like, oh, now we have to go to the BJ. They say it like the bad thing.
Steven, you're 16.
Yeah.
Relax.
Well, for like an hour and a half, I'm 16.
Oh, okay, 17. That makes a difference.
Well, kind of, yeah, I guess. But congratulations on the kid, Matt.
Thank you, bro.
Dr. Drew and Adam, huge fan. And I also want to give a shout out to the screener. That guy was pretty cool. I don't know his name, but
he's
He was pretty nice.
All right, so what do you want?
I want to ask Matt, like, I've seen him in a lot of movies. My favorites were SLC Punk and Hackers, personally.
Right.
And you're a great actor. I wanted to know, like, what your first gig was, if it was, like, a movie commercial or anything like that.
The first thing I ever did was a show called Skate TV on Nickelodeon.
Oh, I've seen Skate TV before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on. You're one of the very few, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it.
When was that?
I was 19. Then I got paid $1,000 an episode for 13 episodes.
Oh, you're probably like, oh.
Wow.
And I thought for sure that I said, in fact, I took my mom and dad out to dinner, and I said, we have to go to Disneyland. Because as soon as the show comes out, I'll be mobbed when I go to Disneyland.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'll be so famous. Cut to Disneyland 6 months ago, and nobody gave a damn.
Well, you're on Nickelodeon, too, at 4:30 in the morning.
No, he means... Three months ago, 2002.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still nobody mobbing
nobody
you.
Nobody really cares.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nobody cares.
To talk, well, you know what it is. There's a bunch of tourists over there. That's all. They don't. They're from out of the country. They don't know from celebrity. But they still, you're moving.
You notice people strangely, they recognize people on TV, but they don't recognize people from film.
Well, yeah, that's the weird thing, is that if you're on TV, you're in somebody's living room.
Right, and they gets imprinted in their head more clearly in some way.
And they also feel they can approach you easier.
Yeah.
Plus, Matthew has, he carries himself like an everyman.
Mm.
He doesn't have that star quality.
I'm about as everyman as he gets.
Yeah, I know. You don't, you know, if I didn't know you and I saw you, I'd go, he has a sort of look that Southern California, especially, a lot of guys, is tall, nice looking blonde hair.
He reminds me of like three or four of my friends when they were his age.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, oh, didn't we meet someone? Didn't we go to college together?
I got that.
John?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yeah, my name's not really John, but anyways. My problem is...
I'll feel uncomfortable calling you John every time.
Well, you can just call me by your name, I guess, Adam. We share a common name, but anyways.
All right.
My problem is I'm... by the way, I've been listening for 10 years. Great show. First time I've ever called in, but...
Thank you.
I'm 25, and I'm a flight instructor. I teach people how to fly up here in Sacramento, and I've got one student of mine who's a 45-year-old lady, and we just really hit it off. And she's not married. She's never been married. No kids.
Ooh, never been married.
Never been married, but she's just awesome. She's very youthful. You would never even think that she's...
Never been married.
What does that mean, very youthful?
Youthful.
Youthful.
Oh, youthful. Like youthful.
Well, but she is 45, though, madam. You got to realize that's the fact. And what's her history? I mean, it just
never been married at 45
and youthful. And all that sort of just a little bit of a warning thing.
Well, what's the youth? What's wrong with the youthful part?
I'm just imagining it's a
talking scary.
Cuckoo bananas.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah,
that's not his real name.
Oh, I mean Adam.
Whatever.
Yeah. What kind of plane do you train them in?
Cessna 152s, 172s, Piper Arrows, just your basic small aircraft.
Nice. Yeah, I fly those model airplanes every once in a while, you know?
I used to do that down there at Balboa Park when I used to live in L.A.
Yeah, it's good times. It's right
good times.
Yeah.
So what's your question, John Adam?
So his question is, should he date this woman, 20 years his senior?
Sure.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, take her up in a plane.
Well, she's one of my students. She already does go flying with
me. Well, the fact that he is her teacher, though, does that confound things?
No, who cares?
What are you talking about? A meaningful relationship?
Well, I don't really know. But, I mean, a lot of my friends are they give me kind of mixed reaction. They're supportive, but it just, something seems a little bit strange, but I'm really into her.
Nothing gained.
John sounds like the kind of guy that has not had to dodge a ton of poontang in his life.
He sounds clingy, too.
He seems a little like he's overthinking something.
John, have you had a lot of ladies in your day?
I've had my share when I was in college. Nowadays I'm working all the time, so the other part is, you know, I'm not meeting many people. I don't go out much, but
it's been a little dry spell for you.
Just a little bit in the recent months.
A lot of time on the internet?
No, not really.
Come on, bro. Chat rooms?
No, definitely not.
All right. All right, John. We say flaps up, and I don't know. Yeah, go
below
ahead.
The hard deck. Engage.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Mav.
Okay.
Ask her out.
All right.
It's all right.
Yeah, Goose.
Should you stop teaching her at that point?
Yeah, who cares? It's flight school. It's like going to bartending school or something. She's not going to be a pilot. Or she shows up once a week.
She's very serious about it. She wants to take it through, like make it a retirement job. She wants to be a flight instructor herself.
All right, but still, how often do you see her?
Wait a minute, this is weird, you guys. This is weird.
Is she of Arab descent?
No, not at all.
She's 45. She's starting from scratch as a pilot.
To be a
flight instructor?
No, she has a steady job right now.
What's her job?
I'd rather not say.
What kind of job?
It's in the medical field, I guess.
She a doctor?
Nurse. Not quite.
Nurse.
Well, is she a nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, he's dying. John Adam.
John Adam called up and said he had his mantras were don't let him find out my first name and don't let him find out the occupation. He had it written down on a scratch pad in front of him.
Add up the score now.
You would make a horrible agent, John, if you were ever captured, just start spilling info. At a certain point, they'd be like, all right, shut up. We don't want to hear anymore. Our stenographer can't move that fast.
Add up the score.
Okay. Hold on.
Like, looks younger than she should at 45.
No. He's
convinced himself that she's like, she's really as young as I am.
No, he would never know. He is saying she's 45.
She's hot.
But she's an attractive 45, and she seems and acts and looks younger than 45.
But
that doesn't necessarily
have to
know.
That's
like
his spin.
But it doesn't have to be like crazy, you know, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Right.
Who do you think's crazy, him or her?
Well, he's a little clingy.
Yeah,
he's a little needy.
Chat rooms, bro.
And she's a little crazy because old nurses are crazy. John?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Very careful about these nurses. It's a crazy profession for women, all right?
Well, she's actually not a nurse right now.
All right,
what is she doing?
She's out on diversion?
Well, she just does something in that field right now.
Okay.
Just
on sabbatical.
Just go in with your eyes open.
Don't take her to raves.
Have a good time.
Don't fly this one on instruments, buddy. I want you looking at the horizon. You understand? All right, buddy. You throw a little pilot lingo in there, and these guys go nuts. All right, let me say one more thing. I'll get them laughing. John?
Yeah.
Flapper on. Thank you. That's the flaps mixed with ailerons.
Nice.
We'll take a little break. Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight. Scooby-Doo is his latest joint, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. It's Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew and Adam's Nose. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight. Shaggy is the role. Scooby-Doo is the movie. Have people been bothering the hell out of you to do the zoinks and all
that?
Yeah,
I keep saying, give me a dollar.
Really?
Zoinks! 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 No, I keep... Okay. Yeah, now I have the compulsion to do it.
Well, zoinks is, the buzz phrase or the buzzword, but... How is it like? Is it difficult to say a sentence as Shaggy?
No. I mean, it was in the beginning, but I did it for 6 months. So at the end of it, it was pretty simple. Not simple, but like there were times, like there's a time in the movie where I say, Scooby Doo, where are you? You know, this big moment where the creature pops up behind me, and I knew that was gonna be like a trailer moment. I knew that was like a from the cartoon, and I really didn't want to screw it up, so I'd go back and listen to it again and again and again and again.
But if you watch the movie, can you hear? The audience probably doesn't notice, but would you notice your voice change?
They're bad. You know, there are times I look at a scene and go, wow, I was really drunk the night before and just did not care.
Do you do other imitations?
No. I never even had anything close to
that. Have you done imitations?
Nice!
Because this one is so accurate.
Did you always do Shaggy?
No. It just came up, and there's only, you know, I realize it's a huge franchise, a huge movie. I've never had an opportunity like that. So I was doing this movie, 13 Ghosts.
Right.
And I flew down from Canada to come and meet with the director. And to get to the place where his voice is, because his voice is really scratchy.
Right.
Like, man, like if you just talk like that, like that's close to Shaggy, it's just scratchy. So what I would do is I'd actually scream myself hoarse. So I actually flew right down, and I drove to the place where I was meeting him, and I was in my car, the windows rolled up, screaming to myself, making myself hoarse.
Did you talk to
And all of a sudden
him?
I heard this on the door, and it was the director going, dude, are you all right?
Oh.
I was like, no, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, I'm getting ready to audition.
I'm becoming Shaggy.
Yeah, but by the end, I got it.
Did you ever talk to Casey Kasem about The Voice?
No, I wish I had. I mean, I had this whole vision, like, we were going to have a shag off on some, like, late-night television show. But
beg your pardon.
I did one of those in high school.
Circle Shag.
Well, the shag rug did pay the price. Diane?
Yeah.
Yeah. 20, what's up?
I've been with quite a few men, and all of them seem to be having a problem of keeping it going. I mean, they're able to last maybe a minute and get off, and they're all giving me the same exact excuse.
They're telling me
that it's me. They're like, oh, baby, it's something about you. I'm like, okay, yeah. Is that normal for a guy, for certain girls? I mean, is it really something about me, or is it just a lame excuse?
What is it about you that might be different?
Well, she's fat.
I don't know.
You're fat.
She's so hot that the guy can't help himself.
Well, I mean, there have been two guys who went for hours, and both of them just so happened to get me pregnant. But, I mean, what can I do to make it last longer? I'm getting sexually frustrated.
Well, now, wait. There's something missing here in the story.
Diana, hold on. Let me talk about that. Diana's angry.
Oh, my God. She's hostile angry.
She's like, and I think she's angry at men.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Why do you think she's angry? She doesn't sound angry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Diane?
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
He's in prison.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're right. You guys are so good at this. Jeez.
Yeah.
What was he like? You were like 12 when he left?
No, he physically, mentally, and sexually abused me as a child, and he finally got arrested when I was 15.
15.
Wow.
Well, you guys have got skills.
When did this start? I mean, well, it's an easy bet on this show.
Kreskin.
When did this start?
How old were you when it started?
When I started having sex?
With your father.
No. I turned him in when he started, and they called me live for a couple of times, and then finally, I called the police, and I told them they better get their asses out there. I'd start suing.
Well, what's interesting is she does not sound like somebody who was sexually abused, 6 to 10, that kind of thing.
Right.
She sounds like somebody who was physically abused, that anger.
Therapy.
You've had a lot of therapy, too. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But you sound like somebody who was physically abused, and yet really not a victim by the time he started really moving along to the sexual abuse.
He didn't really start until I was about 14, when I actually started coming to myself, and I wasn't really all for it. I mean, I had a hatred for my father, so I had no problem turning him in.
Okay, all right. And you can understand how some of that can now get transferred over to other men, including radio talk show hosts.
Well, at least we sense it. We don't feel it. We don't think you're angry
with us,
but we can hear it in your voice.
Well, you feel it.
And rightfully so.
You feel that anger.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay, good.
She's mad at Shaggy.
I'm mad at, like, all my lovers for not being able to keep it going.
Well, how about the two that did?
I'm mad at them for not being in their baby's lives.
Well, but why didn't you stay with them?
Well, the first one dumped me as soon as he found out I was pregnant, and the second one, we were engaged, but I caught him cheating on me.
All right.
And, Let me ask you something. Do you have a dissociative disorder?
Huh?
Do you have a dissociative? Do you dissociate?
Explain.
Did you... When you were being treated with your therapy, were they worried about, like, MPD, anything like that?
Multiple personality disorder?
They diagnosed me with multiple personality disorder.
You know why I asked that?
Why, Drew?
Because she just faded through a couple of people there on us.
Really?
No.
Yes, she did.
No, she falsely diagnosed me.
But Diane, that accent came and went in kind of a spooky way for me. Sometimes you sounted like a Southern Belle, and other times you sounded
like a harsh. True. Well,
that's
true. But, Madonna does that.
I get my Southern accent when I get stressed out, and I've been under a lot of stress lately.
All right, but the point is Drew went with the MPD thing, and so did the therapist who treated you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe more than a coincidence,
when you shifted the voices, I had a different reaction to you as though I was talking to someone different, and that's why I asked that question.
All right. She's creeping me out. She became that girl from King of the Hill. She sounded just like her.
Yeah, she really shifted.
She became the beast from King of the Hill. So, Diane, listen, you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You're smart. You're not a victim. But there's a lot of anger, and rightfully so. Your dad was a mess, and he tried to make you into a mess. You got some therapy, but it's coming out in the relationships now, as it always does. So a little more therapy, and watch the guys you get involved with, because your instincts are to get involved with the wrong guy.
Well, I have the standard. I mean, I will not date anybody who drinks. I don't care if it's social drinks.
I that's good, but you're still picking the wrong guys.
Yeah,
you're picking the wrong guys.
If you're super attracted to the guy, don't date him.
That's right.
Very simple.
That's right. That's the same motto that all the ladies had when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
which is, if Adam's super attracted to you, don't date him. It's a little twist. It's a mild twist, but it was still really effective for them, Drew. Okay.
That's very creepy.
Thank you.
That we're that good at that?
Yeah, that was really creepy.
Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight. Scooby-Doo, name of the movie. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Yeah. Love Line. Woo-wee. Tell you what, everybody. Matthew Lillard is our guest tonight. Scooby-Doo is the name of the movie. $54 million.
Gazillion bucks.
What was the budget on that?
I don't know, actually. They said somewhere in the paper like 70.
That sounds
about right.
Somewhere
around there, yeah.
Wow. You got to do all that computer stuff with Scooby.
It's an expensive movie.
Good times. Drew, did you do a roast tonight?
I did.
Yeah?
Tom Arnold.
How'd that go?
You did Tom Arnold's roast?
Yeah, it was interesting.
How do you know Tom Arnold?
From the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Drew kisses Arnold's ass.
I like Tom.
He kisses
Drew, how do you get so tan? Who's tan?
I have been running outside the last like 2 weeks.
Oh, I hate guys like you. Yeah. I have an empathy belly. You know, my wife was pregnant, so I got
one of those, too.
Fat.
Yeah, I did that, too.
Then you got rid of it, though. You started running.
Yeah. It's 9 years. Took me 9 years. No, there was a lot of...
Foul
language, yeah. A lot of foul language.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like the fourth one up, and, you know, there was the usual very hard-hitting writing that we're handed, you know.
Somebody wrote you jokes.
Yeah.
I told you it's going to be bad, right?
It wasn't that bad, but I thought, I got to say something else. And I thought of the time that you and I were doing the Teen Choice Awards, and you said, do you want this to be something memorable or just another crappy experience or something to that effect?
I said that to you?
Yeah.
Backstage?
Yeah. And then he went on and talked about how he masturbated all the scenes we were introducing. So,
such a 13-year-old's in the audience.
Good time.
Mobs hold their ears.
I'm up for a Teen Choice Awards.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know, some
hottest
good,
something.
Cute guy, I don't know.
Really?
Best comedy guy. It's the first time in my life I've ever been nominated for anything.
Well,
vote for me, ladies and gentlemen, because I feel that, I don't know.
I'm telling you, the Academy Award, Best Supporting Actor, it's a role of Shaggy.
Here's how you get the Teen Choice Awards. Just agree to show up.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you got it.
So, Drew,
you want to win an award.
So, anyway, people are using a lot of foul language. And the first three or four people got up and sort of mused about what it was they were doing there or why they'd been asking. I thought, geez, why am I here? And I got up and I said, I don't really know why I'm here, but I bet it's because they figured they could get some usable footage out of this because I won't use F or S. And
right.
And I said that, and so I won't say F or S, and because F or S would screw up the footage.
Oh, that became my joke. But what? That sounds good.
That was my joke.
What about the stuff they wrote? You got a good one? You got a zinger?
The duration of Tom's marriage.
Yes.
Something that can be. I did a top 10 of who's going to be long. What's going to be longer than Tom's marriage?
Oh, his current marriage.
The one he's getting married to. This
right.
Yao Ming's Chinese citizenship. after he gets drafted, the big tall.
Oh, okay.
Seven.
I got to get hip. It's a sports thing.
It's a sports show.
Basketball.
Yeah.
So. That was my big moment.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. All right.
It's good, huh?
How does one get roasted? How old do you have to be to get a roast?
You need your own TV show.
Oh. Yeah.
And you have to say, let me do a roast.
No, you got to be in like the Friars Club and be a billion years old or, I don't know, who pitches the roast. It's always through the Friars Club, but this wasn't a Friars Club roast,
no.
Right?
This actually was very, some of it was very funny.
Tom Arnold probably lobbied for it for many years.
He wanted to be roasted.
That's right.
Some of it was, there were some good comedians there.
It was part of the divorce settlement from Roseanne.
You know who was gay? Was Michael Irvin.
Really?
He did a...
Michael Irvin, the football player?
He did a...
Okay, how do those two...
Like a hell and brimstone preacher that was hysterical.
Oh, he was serious, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he wasn't mean. Michael Irvin talks about Jesus all the time.
Well, he can do a fantastic, like Richard Pryor-esque.
I think he was serious.
What was he wearing?
No, it was funny.
Oh. I bet he was wearing something good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I bet you he was wearing some funky.
Yeah, he had a couple armadillos on his feet.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like a silk crazy.
That surprised me. Why does it the NFL players and basketball players
mustard colored, you know,
pinstripe?
Yeah. Terrible.
Let me tell you, I've thought about this many times with as it pertains to the blacks with the sharp dressing. You know, you see Steve Harvey.
Shaq looks good. The whole hat thing.
Steve Harvey always does this. Cedric the Entertainer. I got on an airplane with, like, Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer. 7 a.m. flight out of L.A. I mean, I was goddamn wearing my pajamas with an erection. I mean, I'm wearing, like, cut-off flaps, cut-off sweatpants, an erection, you know, one regular shoe, one slipper, and a wife beater. And I have, like, dried semen in my hair. And Cedric the Entertainer is wearing, like, a derby and a pinstripe suit with snakeskin shoes. And it's, like, you know, pinky ring. And it's 7 a.m. I mean, the dude got up at 5 to make the flight, right? And I'm thinking, for Christ's sake, Cedric, we're just flying to New York. Then you're going to get in your hotel and go take a shower. Do you have to be this sharp all the time? And, by the way, isn't it a lot of pressure? And then what happens when you have to dress up? This is what you wear on an airplane. What happens when you go out to the ball, you go out to the gala, you go out to the BET Awards, when you go out to do these things? What do you wear? You're already wearing it. Nobody cares. I put on a sweater. People go nuts. I mean, right, Drew?
Oh, are you kidding? A shirt with a collar or something?
I show up here with a sweater on. People are like, where's you coming from?
Semen stains, but
but a sweater.
A sweater, nonetheless, yeah.
All right, yeah. Steve Harvey's the same way, too. It's like
bowler.
Yeah, where do these guys get the... Where's the time? I can't even make a tie. It's crazy. It's like every night it's a pimp convention.
Big old pimp.
LV?
Hello?
You're 18?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Hey, that's you're Adam Carolla, right?
That's right.
Oh, boy, here we go.
How to say that.
What's up?
Oh, I've been dizzy a couple hours now. It's kind of weird.
What happened?
I don't know. I just got back from my dinner break at school. I go to night school, you know. Mm-hmm. Got back from my dinner break at about 8:30, sat down and start working, and I just kept feeling dizzy.
Dizzy? Did the room actually move, or did you feel like...
Yeah, at first it was my head spinning. Now I'm home, and now my room's spinning.
So it actually was like as though you'd been spun around a bunch of times, and the room moved around.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Are you high? Do you get high?
I don't do drugs. I'm really anti-drugs.
Not anymore. So if you were to lie still in your bed and hold completely still, does the dizziness stop?
No, not really.
Really?
It's like a lightheadedness.
Hold on. Have you done that?
Have
you tried holding still, lying down, holding completely still?
Yeah, when I was on hold, I was lying pretty still.
And you still felt funny?
Yeah.
Now, lightheaded
waves.
Is...
Waves. It's like I'll be lightheaded, then on waves, I'll feel like from the back left of my...
Could you be pregnant?
Oh, God, no.
Well, she could be having panic attacks. Because some people experience panic, anxiety attacks as dizziness. It's in a sense of impending doom.
Stressed.
You're stressed?
Oh, you hear that? Oh, yeah. She is stressed.
Elvie sounds either like sort of Earth Mama or Spacey or Trish.
Very crunchy granola.
Granola.
What's up there, Elvie?
Your
parents hippies?
Am I what?
Were your parents hippies?
No, my parents actually immigrated from Mexico.
Yeah, if she were, if parents were hippies, she'd be like
straight.
She'd be a punk.
Okay, and what's the deal? You never did any drugs?
No,
but she's having panic attacks right now.
I know, but why does she sound so trippy?
I don't know.
She's in the middle of a panic attack. She's
But she's got that kind of groovy vibe anyway.
Why are you stressed?
I don't get that.
Family, work, school.
Hmm. All right, so what should she do, Drew?
You may want to see someone about getting treatment for this. Have you been depressed also?
Huh?
Are you crying?
Yeah. I was holding back for a while. I was crying on the way home from school, and then I stopped listening to you guys for a while.
What's wrong with your family?
Oh, my mom. My gosh, I do so much, and it's like never enough. I mean, I have all A's, and I just one class. I work, I pay my bills, I help her with her bills, and she still thinks I'm going to, you know, ruin my life somehow.
Did somebody else in your family ruin their life?
Yeah, you could say that.
Who was that?
stepmother's pretty bad. Went to jail, has a second kid now.
All right, so she's a... You can understand why she'd be nervous that this was going to happen again, right?
Oh, no, it's like I went out to a movie yesterday, got back at 2 when I had to show her the ticket stub.
Who's the... Is your mom or dad an alcoholic?
Well, maybe she just wanted to validate the parking.
Scooby-Doo?
Your dad an alcoholic?
I don't live with my dad.
Hold on, Elvie. What movie did you see?
Episode 2, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I will go see Scooby-Doo this week, and I'll see it twice.
Please.
Just buy 2 tickets. You don't have to see it twice.
Okay.
You said your dad no longer lives with you?
No, he moved out when I was 13.
He's an alcoholic, yes?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Last time I saw him, he was drinking.
All right. So you say you got all this set up. I mean, you're sort of a recipe for panic
attacks. I'm a what?
A recipe. For panic and depression. Why don't you get yourself some help with this? I'm sure your school has mental health services, right?
I don't know. I'm not there enough. Since I'm working all the time, I go straight.
Right, we'll spend one extra hour there one day a week and go see what they've got available. Most colleges will have all kinds of good services for you, for the students. You don't have to suffer like this. And this is going to get worse. These panic attacks are because of probably the depression and the lack of support you're getting for any development of your own self, true self needs.
All right. Bruce had a panic attack.
Oh, man.
Couple?
You kidding?
10?
Keep going. When I was 19, I was having panic attacks like constantly.
Really? You were high strung in high school, weren't you? You were so high strung.
College was worse.
Yeah. He put a lot
but
of
now
pressure
you're pretty
on
cool.
himself.
You're pretty kumbaya. You're pretty copacetic now.
That's good. Thank you, Matt.
Now, do your kids get you going?
No.
You worry about your kids?
No. I mean, I catastrophize. I worry on myself, but I don't dump it on them.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to have panic attacks too, Drew.
Could be.
You gotta back off.
There's an inherited component to them.
Really? Yeah. Did your dad have panic attacks?
My mom did.
Too much pressure, though. Your folks put too much pressure on you, Drew.
Yeah, but I thought you were talking about my kids.
Oh, no. Maybe. But they're so busy having a good time, those kids. They don't know about pressure. Drew's parents were tough on them, you know. Dad was a doctor, said he had to be a doctor. You know?
Really? Is that going to translate to your kids? It's got to. Just like physical abuse translates.
Yeah, I'm always wondering. I'm worried that I'm going to go the other way. It not be enough.
Too less, please.
Come on.
Kids already have more education than my entire graduating class in my high school. Please.
Private school?
You should have been born into the Corollas. There was no pressure to do what your parents did because they didn't do anything. It's like, and they don't do that. They don't go, you got to hang out and do nothing, too. They go, you got to do something. You know what the big pressure is? It's you got to get out. You got to get out of
here. Get out of here.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
That was your stepmom. That wasn't even your blood.
Yeah, my stepmom tossed me.
Okay.
But my dad sat there like a puss. Let's be fair. Eric?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
You know, I swear to God, I've called my dad a pussy on the show like, what'd you say, like 1,500 times?
Oh, easy.
He's never said a word. He's never said... Yeah, I don't.
Well, you just call him pussy for one thing, but you like, bring it on, old man, you pussy, I'll kick your ass.
I know, then I go out to lunch with the guy, he doesn't say a word. I don't think anyone ever
tells
him.
Maybe he doesn't listen to you.
No, I know he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no way.
You know, my dad goes to bed at 9. Eric?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 18, what's up?
Not much. I got 2 questions. One's a quick, actually just one. The other one doesn't matter too much. I'm 18 now, still a virgin, and whenever I masturbate or I have oral sex, I cannot ejaculate at all.
So you've never ejaculated?
Never.
No wet dreams?
Nope.
Wow.
Not to my memory. Not
all right. Well, Eric, that deserves a medical evaluation. Okay, there can be... Are your testes in the sack, so to speak?
Yeah, they are. Only thing I can think of that maybe relate to it is actually around maybe 12, I actually did have a hernia and tears some muscles and stuff down there, so...
No. Mm-mm.
No?
No, nothing to do with this. You need to get checked out completely to make sure there's not like a... Remember the guy we had on the show that wrote the book about having a prolactin secreting tumor in his pituitary gland and he never got any testosterone?
I can't believe he wrote a book about that.
Yeah. Well, the thing was interesting, he talks about what it's like not to really be that interested in women. He's just kind of trying to do what he thought he was supposed to do. And then they took that tumor out, and it was like, whoa.
Rape City.
Yeah, it was
that was the name of the book.
And he talks about that difference. It's called Man-Made, interestingly.
Oh, really? Was it Rape City?
Well, that's, yeah, Man-Made, the Rape City story.
That's right. Eric?
Yeah.
Are you a guy who's was late into puberty?
No, I actually started early.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. And you get the erections and everything?
Yeah.
You have normal hair distribution.
Comes out, huh?
Pardon?
Normal hair distribution. That kind of thing.
So why do you, when you masturbate, what's it feel like? It just never finishes?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do everything I finish, but I don't ejaculate.
Well, wait a minute. You have an orgasm?
I guess so. I don't know, really.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not.
How often do you masturbate?
Maybe about 5 times, 7 times a week, almost every day, pretty much.
But so something's going on. I mean, he's getting a sensation. I mean, you got to know when you're done, right?
Yeah.
How do you know when you're done?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. Just kind of know, you know?
I think he has an orgasm. Nothing comes out. Maybe it's like one of those retrograde
ones. It could be
ones.
A urologic problem. It could be. Could be. But that, again, needs to be checked out.
All right, Eric?
All right. Cool.
All right, buddy. All right, Go check yourself out.
Wait, do you know what ejaculation is? Wait. Do you know what?
Does he know what ejaculation is?
Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah.
He knows what ejaculation is.
You know what that means?
Yeah. Yeah, it means orgasm is when you come and you feel semen.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he knows what's going on, just nothing's coming out. It's like the question I posed at the top of the show. The penis.
Here he is.
Smokeless penis.
Yeah, he's got it.
There you go. It's a true gift.
No, I'll tell you, I could go for that.
What is Addison cracking up about? I've never seen him laugh. It can't be about Adam, is it?
No. Somebody said something.
Oh, my God, he's dying.
I could really...
They're screaming.
I could... Drew, you tell me you could not go for that?
A smokeless penis?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I beat off in the living room sometimes. I got to get up and go get some paper towels and go get a sweatshirt or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I'm not quite that lazy. Don't matter to me.
Really? But you know the time there's nothing in the hamper and you're beating off, you're on the sofa, and, you know, the kids ain't going to go get you a napkin or you can't use one of their T-shirts or something. You got to get up with your erection and go get the paper towel and do that bib thing.
Pants down around your ankles.
You look like
slopping
look like
all
an
over
a-hole.
Your shirt. It's terrible.
Plus, you get a little dime-sized blobule of that stuff on the sack hair. It's there for months. It never comes out.
A blobule?
It's true. It does not come out. It's grabby, man. I mean, it's... Get that out of there.
Good times.
Sydney?
Hey, what's up? I have a question for Matthew.
Here he is.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Hey.
All right. First of all, you are so cool and much better than De Niro.
Right on. You can stay all night.
Oh my gosh. And like SLC Punk is like my favorite movie. I've watched it like 10 times this week. Yes.
We need to get you a hobby, Sydney.
Oh gosh, and I'm doing the poser monologue actually for a dramatic competition.
Oh good, right on.
Wow.
I love it. You're an amazing actor, dude.
Sydney, wait a minute. Is this for your high school?
No, actually, I'm just an actress, and I do some work for like a local production company.
Okay, I'd like to hear some of the poser monologue, by the way, from you.
You would?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Hold on. Now get into character. You don't just start. Let me tell you something. When we tell
Matthew yells for an hour before he starts.
Yeah, we tell him to do Shaggy. He takes a beat. He slides down. He says scene.
He
shakes it loose. And then he goes.
Connect to the breath. Give us a little SLC
part. It's magic time.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. All right. What part of the poser monologue do you want to hear?
Any part. I've never heard anyone do any lines I've ever said, so you'll be the first.
I'm going to be so bad at this because I'm, like, shaking.
Go ahead, baby. Shake it loose. You're an actress now. Let's go. Focus.
All right, most of it swears, so I can't say it on the air, but...
All right, but say, use S or F.
All right?
Okay. Now, I'm going to cue you.
Now.
Okay? You ready? And action.
Okay, I'm so nervous. Hold on. I got to get into character.
Shake It Loose.
She doesn't know it.
No.
Cut.
She doesn't know it.
I've watched that movie 1,000 times.
It doesn't mean you know the monologue.
I know the monologue. I'm doing the monologue.
All right. And action.
Hey, mistress. Do you fancy shag? That kind of thing, all right? I'm so nervous, dude. I see
you. Keep going. You were there. You were there. And action.
I'm so completely going.
That's it. She doesn't know it.
No, I know it.
Hey, mistress, fancy a shag?
Thank you. I wanted you to say that.
Effing terrific. That's it.
She's walking around in SLC saying terrific. What? Oh, I can't even say it.
All right, Cindy, Cindy, listen, baby.
She's going to pee her pants. So you have to stop this.
Cindy, let me explain. Yeah. If you want to be an actress.
I do.
Focus and finish.
I've never met, like, or talked to, like, somebody that I really admired that's, like, in acting.
Oh, thank you. See, that's what makes it all worthwhile, Drew.
I see.
You know, I hear the about the pain, but when people like Cindy call up and... Hey, Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you on hold again. I want you to find your implicit cue.
Okay.
Okay.
Your through line.
Okay. I want you to go to that place.
And vote for me, Teen Choice Awards, Matthew Lillard, best young actor of the new millennium.
I'm gonna let her go to that place. I'm gonna let her get her composure, and then she's gonna come back with the monologue. All right. And I never saw the SLC Punk.
It's a good little film.
I hear it's really good, and every time you come on, somebody calls up and loves it. And it strikes me that I don't sit around. Like, I sit around, I watch late-night TV all the time. I watch all the paper channels and all the premium channels and everything. I've not seen that movie around, really.
It comes up every now and then. It's a little one. It's like, remember when we were younger, they had, what was that Emilio Estevez movie? Stealing cars.
Yeah, Repo Man. Yeah,
it's kind of like a Repo Man.
Rotation just a little more often, and maybe yank Mannequin off or Short Circuit 2, or you know, certain movies that just seem to just go round and around. Like, as soon as they finish, they start up again on another channel.
Anything with Kurt Cameron should be really pulled for a while.
Right. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We'll let Sydney regain her composure, and then she'll do a monologue from SLC Punk after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Nose still screwed up.
Yeah. Has it helped? Have the drugs helped?
No, done nothing. Drew, okay. Nothing.
The PhD is a sham.
Nothing, Drew.
I'm not a PhD. I'm an MD.
How dare you?
Okay.
Yeah, don't... How dare you say he has a PhD? Don't you have a PhD?
What is a PhD?
You have to have a PhD first before you get the MD, right?
No.
Really?
No.
What's MD is medical doctor, mm-hmm. and PhD is?
Is a
just a doctor of something.
Doctor of philosophy, yeah.
Oh, it's a doctor of something else?
It just it's not a medical degree. It's not a, it's just
anything else other than medicine.
Right. So a doctor of anything else is a PhD?
Yep.
And there's MD, and then what else is there?
Well, there's Doctor of Jurisprudence. There's like a JD.
Really? What's that?
Lawyer.
Oh, that's your doctor?
Yeah, you know, I guess that's what it's...
No.
I think that's what it... Yeah.
Stay with lawyers. Yeah. Screw those lawyers. Drew hates lawyers.
Screw the insurance industry.
Alex, 13.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up? Man, Adam, I love you on The Man Show.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Drew, I love you. You're awesome. You help a lot of people.
What about Teen Choice's Matthew Lillard?
screw Teen Choice. Matthew Lillard, you rule. I saw you in SLC Punk. I can perform the monologue.
No, oh, really? You can't. Let's have a monologue off.
You want to bet?
Let's hear some.
I can tell you some. Oh, and another thing. Those posers from London, Drift, what is that crap? What does that do for the SLC Punk? Anyway, England is just a big...
All right, Alex, what's up? What'd you call for?
That was pretty impressive, though.
Where am I calling from?
What'd you call for?
Oh, I called for Matthew.
Okay.
I wanted to know why you chose the role in the SLC Punk.
Because nobody else was giving me a job.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I mean, in that, and James Merendino, the guy who directed it, great director, and you sit down and talk with him, and I actually passed on it twice, and then they came back, and we talked, and I figured out he had a vision and wanted to do something different, and so I took the part, and it was the best part I've ever had.
Awesome, because I'm like a big punk rock fan, and I was actually surprised you did that role, because I've seen you in other movies.
Well, yeah.
And, no, but I swear to God, I can do that monologue. English.
Yeah, it was good, though. We were totally, it was fantastic. What you did right there.
Well, it was better than Sydney's.
Blew yeah. Sydney away. Poor Sydney.
Can I just finish it real quick, man?
All right, go ahead. Ready? Hold on. Ready? And act.
England is just another state, like Utah or Canada.
That was good.
Oh, man, there's more. I know.
That was fantastic. No, you did great, bro. That was fantastic.
Jeez, that was solid. Talk to Sydney again. Hey, Sydney.
Hey, yeah.
You got some competition from a 13-year-old.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah. All right, now get it together now, okay, baby?
All right.
Shake it loose.
When?
Shake it loose, all right?
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And scene.
Well, you know what? I ain't an effing hick. You know what? I don't like to, I don't wear cowboy boots. I don't like the effing rodeo. Horses smell like crap to me. And I would never eff anybody in my own bloodline. By definition, I ain't a redneck, and goddammit, I ain't an effing hick. Oh, well, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, the sun never sets on my asshole. There you go. Sorry,
buddy. That was good. Sydney. That was supersonic.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Do you work during the day? Do you work?
I act, but...
You don't have a job?
No.
You got to get a day job so I can tell you to keep it.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I've already been in the movie, dude.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, seriously, I have.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. I
student
can't...
film.
Uncle filmed it in his basement. Mm-hmm. No, what movie have you been in?
It was a local production.
Okay.
I can't say the name of the business. I don't know if you're allowed to say businesses on.
No, it's all right. Relax.
Okay, baby. Well, good times.
Can I ask my question, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aquarius.
Well, Matthew, I was just wondering about SLC's punk. Well, you know, like, I'm a punk and everything, and I watched that movie, and I've just been wondering, like, ever since the first time I watched it, do you support anything that you did in that movie, like anarchy or nonconformity or anything like that?
It's a movie.
Yeah, I know. I understand that, but I was just wondering. Like,
no, that's it. I mean, I think that there's definitely a time and a place for kids and the youth of America to get involved, and that's what he was doing. And if you find something that inspires you, that's excellent, follow it, and maybe find a way to do it for the rest of your life. But just remember, it's make-believe.
No, I know that. I seriously realize that. I never, when I, like, watch a movie, I never, like, think that the actors, like, are, like, so invested in the character.
Hey, Sydney.
Yeah?
Are you into anarchy or rebellion or whatever?
That's why I was asking, because I'm, like, a huge anarchist.
But let me tell you about anarchy, because we had those Chumbawamba facts in here about...
2 years ago.
No, probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And they're into anarchy, too. And anarchy is really...
Chumbawamba was into anarchy?
Oh, yeah, yes. Big time.
Anarchy is really for angry people who are also super lazy. Anarchy does not work. This whole thing where one day you're garbage man, and then the next day you're flying jumbo jets, and then the next day you're the president, and the next day you're working in a park.
In the meantime, who's going to do air traffic control?
Nothing works. See, here's the whole thing. Let me explain something to all you troublemakers out there. Please, I'll put Cindy on hold. The thing is you think it's going to be the world as you know it, but everyone's just going to be running in the streets, and it's going to be anarchy, but the gas stations will still have plenty of gas, and the corner store is still going to have your cigarettes and your beer and your milk, and the drive-through is still going to have the burgers. It'll all just be there, yet you'll just take it for free. But that's not how anarchy works. There's nothing. It's every man for himself.
Yeah.
You'll be on the roof of your house with a shotgun. It's
killing other people for food.
The world is your oyster.
That's
I mean, because that's all the world is and seen.
Was that Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba. Those, oh, Jesus Christ. And when people... See, the whole thing is like they're really cool by crying for anarchy. And they're saying like, hey, man, steal our records, man. We don't care. But if you really just get it back to the point where, look... How did you get here? You got here on an airplane. Who built the airplane? Who flies the airplane? Who loads the airplane? Who works the security at the airport? Who's in the air traffic controller's booth? And by the way, you guys got paid, so now everyone should steal your thing. What if everyone just stole your CDs and you never got paid? What if your equipment just got ripped off or everyone got to be in a band?
They're Chumbawamba.
I know.
What song do they sang?
Tub Thumper.
That is terrible.
The scariest part of Chumbawamba is they got like four albums.
Oh,
I was just thinking about
Finland.
Four albums back there.
Right.
No, that's not good.
Good times. Steal them all, everybody. What name is that?
Anjanette?
Yes, Anjanette.
What's up?
Oh, hi. First of all, I want to say, Adam, you're hilarious. And Drew, you're very knowledgeable. And Matt, you are awesome in SLC Punk. I'm looking forward to seeing Scooby-Doo.
Thank you.
Everybody calls my husband Shaggy, as a matter of fact.
Right on.
Yeah. Anyway, the question's actually about my husband. He has a kidney stone. And somebody told me that sex helped dislodge a kidney stone. Is that true?
No. Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. Is there any...
He told her that.
Yeah, he's telling you this. But the only thing it could do is precipitate a kidney stone, like you get dehydrated and not pay attention to the fluid intake, and you could get a kidney stone.
Well, you can only urinate out a kidney stone. You can't jizz it out, can you?
No, you can't jizz it out. And the only way a kidney stone is going to be dislodged, either they go up there and retrieve it, or with very high-energy sound waves, ultrasound.
What do you mean? Where they put that on your side?
Lithotripsy, and they smash it. So then it
closes. Well, how does that get to your kidney? They actually put it on there?
They submerge you in a tank, and they send these very high-energy sound waves through the water into your back while you're under anesthesia.
Interesting.
And they crush the stone. They focus it right on the stone. And then it comes out as sediment. But once it's hung up, that's it. It's hung up.
They didn't have that 10 years ago.
Did you have one 10
no,
years
they,
ago?
No, I'm just saying. 10 years, the science is amazing.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, who came up with that idea?
The Greeks. I don't know. Well, it makes sense. I mean, you got something in there. You need to dislodge it. You need to break it up. You hit it with some sound waves. I don't know. Makes sense.
It's got to be the most painful thing around.
I've never had one. I hear it's horrendous.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It also, by the way, falls under the heading of novelty and sort of funny. It's not quite a hemorrhoid, but it's a little. There's a little chuckle involved. So it's like when your buddy gets one, it's sort of like...
It's not life-threatening.
No, it's not life-threatening. It's excruciatingly painful, but yet you don't get the sympathy you garner.
It's a little like gout or something. Isn't it?
No, it's nothing like gout.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
You on a speakerphone?
No. I'm in the bathroom. Because everybody else in my house is sleeping.
Okay.
What's up?
Nothing.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Matt how he got started with all his movies.
I started young. Where are you from?
Kentucky.
Here's the thing. If you want to follow your dream, go where your dream is. So if you want to build cars, go to Michigan. If you want to, I don't know, herd cattle, go to Texas. If you want to be an actor, go to New York or L.A. And listen, decide what you want to be, say it out loud, convince yourself, and then chase your dream down.
Do you got to say it out loud, really?
Yeah, a couple times.
Who do you say it to?
Just to yourself. Quiet, special place you call your own.
Oh, boy.
Like the bathroom?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah.
You want to be an actor?
Well, yeah, kind of.
All right, let's hear you say it out loud.
Say what?
I want to be an actor.
I want to be an actor.
There you go. That was with some confidence. That was with some self-assuredness. That's exactly what you need. You keep saying it to yourself. Chase your dream. Tell yourself you're going to do it, and you'll do it.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
I'd like to hear you say it again in a clear and present tone. All right?
I want to be an actor.
Yeah, but...
I like the way he says that.
The kid's got skills.
He's acting while he's saying it.
No, he's good. He's in a bathroom by himself.
I want it to be a big visceral outlet. I want you to wake up the neighbors. You got no shame.
No.
I want to be an actor. I want you to yell as loud as you can.
No, but listen, if you want to do it, hang on to it. Because how many people out there say, I want to be a fireman and ended up being accountants? Don't settle. Just do. I'm a big fan of doing. That's the other thing. Actors never do. Actors, like, say, and they make believe, and they believe the hype, and just keep doing. Do. Like,
you got that? Do.
Yeah.
All right, one more. I want to be an actor.
I want to be an actor.
He's good.
Right.
This kid's good. Thanks.
You got it, kid.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Follow those dreams. You pack your bags, you leave for L.A. tonight.
Was that too hallmarky?
Right.
A little too hallmarky. A
little bit.
I'll be a little cynical next time.
I predict gay porn within 6 months. What do you think, Drew? After he lands in L.A., how long before he gets into gay porn?
Just playing the probabilities.
6 months. All right, let's talk to Joel. Joel?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, when you went
off on the girl that was saying, asking Matt about anarchy and whether he believed in it because he did SLC Punk'd.
Right.
You were going on and on about the day-to-day things that would happen, like sitting on your roof with a gun protecting your stuff.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're going to do, but that has nothing to do with anarchy as a theory of government, which is what she was talking about, which is what SLC Punk was trying to say.
Well, what? How does it work, then?
Anarchy is just no government. There's nobody overseeing the ruling. You know, like, we have president and all that stuff, and anarchy, true anarchist theories, there wouldn't be that. You wouldn't have a president, you wouldn't have Congress, you wouldn't have Senate or anything
but
like that.
How do you have an army?
I have no idea.
Do you have rules?
Well, I mean, like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, now there's terrorists who are coming after us. How do you thwart them?
Or what if somebody starts breaking into your house? Who do you call?
That is why anarchy is a theory of government.
That's why you got to get a shotgun and get on your roof.
I'm not saying I agree with it or anything. I think
I'm just saying you got to get a shotgun and get on your roof because if someone's breaking in, there's no cops to call. Or maybe it is the cops who are breaking in.
Ooh, but Adam, think no garbage man. You like that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
listen, anarchy is great for people. Listen, it's like I was a horrible student, and I was praying that the school would either burn down or there'd be a horrific earthquake. I remember when an earthquake would hit, it'd be like, oh, my God, this is great. I hope the school went down because I hope, like, put it this way. When I was in high school, I prayed every day that a fire would sweep through the Hall of Records and destroy all the records. Uh-huh. Because what were my records?
Awful.
Now, thank you, Drew. Now, if you were a good student, you'd pray that a fire didn't destroy the records.
Right.
And it's the same way with sort of anarchists and government. Look, you got a nice car and a nice house, a couple things to protect, family, what have you, a good gig. You're not for this. But you got nothing going, and you're for it. Because then you're equal to all the people who have been busting their ass getting their good grades. I would have been equal. Everything would have been destroyed, and all that hard work would have been for naught. All right. Scott?
Break.
Oh, we got to take a break. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yep.
You're moving to Alaska?
Yeah, I am. From San Diego.
Wow.
Oops. Same place.
The southernmost.
The northernmost.
Well, my son lives up there, so I'm moving up there.
How old is your son?
4.
Wow.
All right, buddy. You smoke weed?
No, I don't.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can clean up that phone line.
People smoke weed. Don't go to Alaska.
That's true.
There's alcohol up there.
Yeah.
That's mass depression up there.
They stay in San Diego and they smoke weed.
Yeah. He wasn't moving. You're right. He just gave that life. I thought maybe it was a weeder.
You want a crystal.
All right. Matthew Lillard, our guest tonight. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Hooba Stank's going to be in here tomorrow night. Matthew Lillard in here tonight.
Can I give a shout out?
Sure.
My 6-day-old daughter is listening right now.
Wow.
Addison Grace, go to bed. She's keeping me up all night. Really starts...
It's been 5 days now?
Yeah. Not yet?
About 18 months.
Why, I know this sounds a little sexist, but why does the guy have to get up? What do you do?
Moral support.
Doesn't the woman need to feed the kid?
Yeah, but she can pump, and then you go give what's going
on. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can't, no. She can't, she's
that's
pumping,
but
you
me.
Can't do the bottle yet. It's no, amazing how yet. Many women have trouble breastfeeding.
Yeah.
It's never talked about, like testicular cancer.
Right.
Every time I come here, no man talks about it. Women do not talk about how difficult it is to breastfeed.
Yeah, I don't think they want to admit it. They have to be trained in it, and some babies
it's
don't
really
take to
hard.
It. Yeah, it's very unnatural.
Yeah.
Jesus. So you get up, too, all hours of the morning?
I do.
You just hang out and go back to bed?
Well, I try to give moral support, but, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. I get up and I look at her and...
So I used to do a feeding at 9:30 right before I left for this, and then I do it when I got back.
Oh, no. Here's what I'm going to do when I have a kid. I get a padded room. I'm going to lock the kid in there with a wet nurse and a tutor and a grow light. And I'm going to open it in 18 years. the kid's going to need some sun.
I like the wet nurse.
Right? Wet nurse, grow light. I'll put a little, remember in the movie Pepe Andrew?
Yeah.
A little feeding, little hatch
right.
in the door.
Yeah.
So I don't have to open the door. Just
right.
slide the hatch open.
Sure.
Slide the tray through. They slide the dirty thing back.
Puppy.
I'm going to raise my kid like Papillon in the tank. You know, he's down in solitary. He's going to be eating salamanders.
Good movie.
Great movie. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yep.
All right, moving to Alaska.
Yeah. My son's 4. I raised him for the first year and a half of his life, and then his mom and I parted, and she took him and moved to Alaska because that's where her parents live.
Right.
And since then, I've been keeping in really good contact. I write him a letter, like, every single day, and that's not an exaggeration. I also call, like, 1 or 2 times a week to talk to him.
Were you abandoned by your father or mother?
No, no. My dad and my mom. Well, my mom was, they're cool people, man. But neither one of them ever abandoned me, no.
All right. So...
What my question is his mom is, like, she's very, very codependent, and she's also alcoholic, and I know that she's going to see me moving up there as being, like, a threat, so I wanted to ask you guys, like, what I should be prepared for as far as what that situation would be, and also what I should be prepared for as far as my son, like, all of a sudden just having a dad in his life every single day.
What do you mean she's codependent?
She won't do anything for herself. She'll put herself into situations where, like, she has to do something. She won't do anything, and then she'll rely on people who care about her to come and save her.
All right, but your child's going to have dad in his life every day.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going to move in together?
No. I'm going to college up there. I'm transferring.
All right. Well, listen.
UAS.
He may not want you in his life, so be prepared for that. And
well, why wouldn't he?
Because he asked me all the time, like, when I'm coming up.
Yeah.
I see him. All right. Him, like,
okay. But don't expect it to be an ideal experience.
Is he going
to
live with you?
He's going to be staying with me for, like, a portion of the week. We're going to, like, work up to that.
All right, yeah, but I say, just be patient with him and realize that, you know, you may just be, like, treated like a visitor at first. I may not be that interested in you. You're going to have to take some time to develop the relationship. As far as your ex-girlfriend, this rescuing that you described that she puts herself in for all the time is suggestive that she's a victim. Victims always have victimizers and rescuers, and so she's a victim, and she's an alcoholic. That's got to be treated. And the only way that she's going to get into treatment is if you do some work. If you go to Al-Anon regularly and get a sponsor and work the steps, there's a possibility you'll be able to leverage her into treatment, too.
Yeah, you got to get Mama clean for her 4-year-old.
Yep. Sounds like a good dad, though.
Yeah. All right, Drew. Leave him alone. He's moving to Alaska for his kid, for Christ's sake. He probably has some outstanding warrants in San Diego, though. Mm. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 32?
32.
You want to know if Matt remembers you from acting school?
Matt, you there?
Yeah.
Matt, you and I and Dalton and Karen and a bunch of other people were back at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in Pasadena back in, like, 89 or 90.
Uh-huh.
And we went through that year there together.
Uh-huh.
Classes and exam plays and everything. And then we had the Mean Street Ensemble after.
Oh, yeah.
Remember anybody from that?
Oh, yeah. I still talk to people... In fact, I have to call Dalton and tell him I had a baby.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Dalton's still out here, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still here. So this is a weird kind of call, though. I didn't expect to reminisce on the air.
It's like 10 years.
Yeah, it's been, by the way.
I think that was the last time that I'd actually talked to you, and I talked to Dalton a couple of times throughout the last 5 years or so. But
I just have no idea we're talking about him right now.
Hey, hey, Steve.
Yeah.
You want to do a scene from SLC Punk?
Which one?
Do the monologue where he's complaining about the Brits.
Can I just cry?
To riff. Oh, that's good. Yeah, see, he's seen it.
Steve, how's it going? How's the acting going, buddy?
It sucks.
You're pretty bitter about Matthew's success, are you?
No, actually, I'm really... somebody from the school had to make it, and it was Matt.
No, Paul Rudd's doing okay, too.
Paul's doing good, right? Paul Rudd is doing good.
Yeah.
And Matt's doing well, and...
That's it.
That's it.
All right, Steve.
Younger people. I just want to say, hey, Matt.
Hey, Steve.
You've been doing a great job. Congratulations.
Thanks, bro. Kumbaya.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Right. That's old school right there.
Jesus.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
By the way, Dalton, if you're listening, I got to call you, bro.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes. Yeah.
Your dad died when you were 15?
Yeah.
Now you're dating an abusive guy?
Was. Yeah.
Did you broke up?
Broke up tonight?
No. This is what I actually, geez. Let's see, where do I start? Okay. When I was 15, my dad died. And then I kind of started doing drugs and stuff, and then I got into an abusive relationship. And then... We were doing drugs, and, like, he would let his friends, like, take advantage of me while I was on drugs and stuff like that. so I got, like, raped a couple times.
Well, that's bad times.
His friends.
So, now,
what is your question?
Well, I broke up with him about a year ago, and I stopped doing drugs and everything. Like, I was on heroin and all kinds of stuff, and I stopped doing everything, and it's been, like, a year, and I've been clean and everything. And I moved out of my house, and I lived in Ohio, and last week I moved to Texas with my boyfriend.
Tiffany, what's your question?
Okay,
Well, there's eight other places she moved through.
No, I've been, like, having a lot of, like, depression and stuff lately.
Are you not in the program?
No.
An addict who is not in the program is...
I haven't done any drugs.
An addict who is not in the program is profoundly depressed. You've got to replace that with something, and you've got to do it. You will go back to drugs without that.
All right, so Tiffany.
Yeah.
Get back in the program.
Okay.
All right?
Very simple.
Can I say something to Matt?
Very quick.
Hey, I loved SLC Punk so much.
Wow.
And
thank you.
Every time I watch it, I cry every time you say only posers die.
Right on. Go back to the program. Right.
Dish Dogs.
Dish Dogs. Oh, my God. Love it. Now I know you are recovering at it because you've seen Dish Dogs. Go back to the program.
Yeah. You had to be high to see that movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.